I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host this, or it is, Sunday, October 31st, Halloween, right? I don't know what I was thinking. And this is the Early Odds Week 9 look-ahead show with myself and John Breach. Breach, what is up?
Brinson, I was going to say I'm hoping it's Halloween. Otherwise, I just look like a fool here sitting in my Solly costume from Monsters, Inc., but yes, it looks like it's Halloween for a couple more hours. So yes, although, I am not a fool.
Technically, my dog and I did a couple's costume. I went as the best Cavalier dad ever.
That's fun.
And I walked around with a Cavalier. So I don't know if that counts at all. Robbie was among us. I don't know if you know what that is.
Every parent of a 6 or 7 year old knows.
That's actually probably true. If you want to see what Breach looks like in a Monsters, Inc. costume, you can do so on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6. If you're watching on there, give us a like. And in the comments, give us your best early bet for Week 9 as we take a look at some of these lines. We also do live recap shows on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. Plus, Thursdays, 1 p.m., our live pick show with myself, Pete Prisco, and RJ White. And then Tuesdays, 1 p.m., Ryan Wilson hosts a mock draft show, so check those out. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Turn your alerts on, baby. Let's get into Thursday Night Football. Mike White and the Jets are on the road. Why did he do anything today of interest of note? I'm trying to think what happened. I didn't really watch that game. I can't even remember what happened in the Jets and Bengals game. But anyway, so I'm sure something happened, Breach. Maybe you can fill me in if you happen to catch any of it. I just don't remember what happened. The Jets are going to the Colts to visit the Colts in Indianapolis. Mike White and the Jets beat the Bengals, if people didn't know. And the Colts are 10.5-point favorites, just like the Bengals were on Sunday. By the way, the Bengals were just covering with like 7 minutes to go or something crazy, right? And then poof.
Brinson, I ate so much chocolate tonight so I could black out that memory, and it had worked until you brought it up just now. You know what? It's like the odds makers are mocking us. First, they make the Jets a 10.5-point home underdog, and not only do they cover, that was against the Bengals, not only they cover, but they win the game, and now it's the same 10.5 points, except this one's on the road in prime time. Well, you know what, Mike White? You might have diced up the Bengals for 405 yards and 3 touchdowns, by the way, the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for that many yards and that many touchdowns in his first career start. So he looked good. You cannot deny that. Even as a Bengals homer, I cannot deny that. I did not expect him to play that well. He looked smart. He looked like he knew what he was doing on offense. I mean, they traded for Joe Flacco because they weren't sure what they had in Mike White. They thought he might flop and throw 6 interceptions. He did not do that. Well, guess what? He's lost the element of surprise. The Colts are going to have some film on him. They're going to see that he loves to check down. The Colts have a very good defense. And you know something about Indianapolis, Brinson? They beat the teams they're supposed to beat. They've played 4 teams this year that have a losing record currently. 3 of those games, they won by double digits. The only game they didn't win was against the Seahawks, but they had Russell Wilson at the time. So basically, the Colts win games big when they are supposed to win. So I am begrudgingly picking against Mike White, and I'm taking the Colts to cover the 10.5.
Yeah, I think I would take the Colts in this spot, too. Again, the Bengals were covering, and they just sort of let Mike White check down and check down and check down, and then all of a sudden, it's one of those games where the momentum, I know momentum, let's just be real or whatever, but, like, momentum is real. That's real. You know, it was like this flood of, oh my goodness gracious, here come the Jets, and the, you know, the Bengals just didn't have it. Joe Burrow had some ugly picks. I think you'll see Carson Wentz and the Colts bounce back from a tough loss against the Titans and take care of business at this one. The total is set at 46.5, which is a pretty high number for
Colts. Mike White factor.
Yeah, I mean, a Jets team that doesn't typically score the way they did on Sunday, and a Colts team whose defense is banged up, but is more than willing to play ball control and run the, you know, run the clock and all that. So I would look at that under if you wanted to bet something. I would guess that total comes down. I don't know if the number moves. 10.5 is kind of a, like, I think I would be kind of surprised if it jumped off, like if it jumped to 9 or jumped to 11 or 12. Although I will note that all of these big favorites, we saw this in week 8. It would happen with the Bills. It happened with the Rams. It happened with the Bengals. All of those teams, and happened the week before in week 7, all those teams got steamed way up at the last minute. Like, those numbers ended up closing a lot higher. So if you really like the Colts, probably want to get it in. No, it's not going below 10. The Packers are at the Chiefs. I don't remember the last time I've seen the Chiefs as a 3-point favorite at home. It's been a while. I mean, maybe it hadn't been that long. Maybe it was the Bills game. But the point being is that the Packers, the Chiefs are struggling so badly, and if the Chiefs don't play till Monday night, you know, they're -3 over under 55 with Aaron Rodgers getting Devontae Adams back. And of course, you know, there will be things you have to look out for on Monday night, you know, Patrick Mahomes being healthy, you know, Tyreek, you know, all of those things. If you want to bet the Chiefs, you should bet them now. Because if they look great against the Giants and light them up, this line could get up to 4 or 5, you know, even against a good Packers team on a 10-day rest.
This is one of those games that I hate picking, because how am I supposed to pick between Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes? I mean, that's impossible. The last time the Packers and Chiefs played a couple years ago, Rodgers was injured for that game, so we didn't get our Patrick Mahomes Aaron Rodgers showdown. And we could have gotten the Super Bowl last year, except for the Packers lost in the NFC title game. And we could have gotten the Super Bowl the year before, except the Packers lost in the NFC title game. So finally, we are getting our Aaron Rodgers Patrick Mahomes showdown. The one thing I will say is that I think the rest factor is big here, because look, not only are the Chiefs going to be coming off a short week because they play Monday night against the Giants, but the Packers have had 10 days off because they played on Thursday. And that's a huge factor, especially when you consider they're waiting to get some guys back. Obviously,
Devontae Adams will end up having 17 days off.
Exactly. Or, I guess, he's going to be completely fresh. So the Packers are going to be pretty healthy in this game. And the thing for me is that the Chiefs defense is so bad that I don't think they're going to be able to stop the Packers. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers win this game. I cannot pick the Chiefs to cover this out of principle. So I'm going to roll with Green Bay to cover the 3.
We'll wait on Green Bay if you like Green Bay, because I think it'll move up if the Chiefs play well against the Giants. And I mean, we have to assume that they'll play well at home on Monday night, Patrick, you know, and because if people think Patrick Mahomes is back, this number could climb. I can't imagine the total go way up. If you like the under, I think it's probably more likely to drop than to climb. My wife is texting me, telling me I should wear Robbie's costume on the podcast tonight. What do you think about that?
I agree. I second it.
All right. Cool. Then I can have my face covered. It actually sounds fantastic. Maybe we'll get more YouTube likes than normal. The Browns at the Bengals. The Browns got kind of roughed around by the Steelers on Sunday afternoon. Big win for Big Ben, as he does oftentimes in Cleveland. And as we pointed out, the Bengals, again, they lost to the Jets. I don't want to belabor the point, but the Bengals lost to the Jets. The Bengals are -2.5, the over-under 45.5 here, Breach.
What I was going into week 8 on Saturday, this was looking at the week ahead, this was looking like one of the best Battle of Ohio's that I can remember in years. Forever. And then Sunday happens and the Bengals fall flat on their face and blow an 11-point lead in 5 minutes. And the Browns can't score, get outscored by a Steelers team that can't outscore anyone. So this was just mind-boggling what happened to both these teams on Sunday. And I will be honest, though, I am more worried about the Cleveland Browns. The Bengals, just it seemed like they got caught by surprise by Mike White, which doesn't make sense, but it happened. But they still put up 31 points. They were still leading. I think it was 31-20 in the fourth quarter. So they played really well in the second half, except for collapsing down the stretch. The Browns really did not play well at all. I mean, The Steelers didn't have a freaking kicker, Brinson. They couldn't kick field goals. So all they could do is drive down and score touchdowns. And they did just enough of that to beat the Browns 15-10. You look at Cleveland's offense for the past 3 weeks. They're averaging just 13.7 points per game since Baker Mayfield got injured. And Mayfield has not convinced me that he's gotten any better, that he's going to be able to play any better with that injured shoulder. So because of that, I think I have to take the Bengals here to cover 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this line is less than 3, then I want to take the Bengals. I think these teams are pretty fairly evenly matched. You know, the one thing I'd be a little worried about would be protection of Joe Burrow and maybe making some mistakes like he did late in the Jets game.
And the Packers game.
And the Packers game, yeah. I mean, you know, Myles Garrett is a beast right now. And I know that they lost, but he is a dangerous, dangerous pass rusher. That has to be a bit of a concern. But I'm not entirely sure that the Browns can cover the Bengals on the back end. Anything less than 3, if you like the Bengals, go ahead and get that now, because that I don't think it's going to shoot up to like 5 or anything, you know. Baker appears to be fine, but I think it's, you know, this number is not going to come back down to a pick 'em with the Bengals at home just because they lost to the Jets. So that's probably one you want to get in now. I could also see what the old Cincinnati weather forecast is looking like for Sunday.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs on your Cincinnati chili.
Disgusting. Looking like fairly low winds, not a ton of rain. So maybe the total drops because we don't think these teams will score a ton, but the Bengals have cranked up their pace a bit and are throwing the ball down the field a lot more. And Cleveland is willing to sort of match that if you can get involved in a shootout with them. I don't see that coming down a ton, would be my guess. Texans at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are 1-7. The Texans are 1-7. The Dolphins are a 7-point favorite over the Houston Texans. I mean, a 1-7 team is a touchdown favorite over another football team in 2021 with an over-under of 46. This game is gross. And if you're the Texans, do the Texans still have Dolphins draft picks coming? They do, right? Maybe not.
You're the host. Yeah. You tell me. Sorry, you have all the information in front of you.
I will send you, my fault.
I'm in a Sully costume.
At any rate, two bad teams are playing football, Breach. Which one do you think will cover the 7-point spread?
Well, shout out to our producer, Debo, for making us pick this garbage fest. Although I will say that this game will get 1,000% more interesting if a Deshaun Watson trade goes down the next 48 hours, because that would mean Watson would leave Houston, go to Miami, and possibly be starting for the Dolphins on Sunday against the Texans. If that were to happen, then this game probably becomes must-see TV. But if that doesn't happen, then this is a game you want to stay away from. You said it, Brinson. I don't understand how the Dolphins are favored by 7 points against anyone. You look at their 7-game losing streak. It's not like they've lost to the 7 best teams in the NFL. They've lost to some horrible teams. They lost to the Falcons. They lost to Jacksonville. I mean, that is a horrendous 7-game losing streak. There is no way on the world. I could never imagine myself betting the Dolphins to cover the 7. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, the Dolphins are hot trash. I mean, the Texans are really bad, but there's a pretty good chance, I think, that Tyrod Taylor could be back for this game. And if he is, this line will move. RJ White pointed out in our picks pod last week, he said he wanted to take the Texans against the Rams. Whoops. Because he thought that the Texans might get Tyrod Taylor back against the Rams, and that line would be like 8 for him. He would make it 8 with Tyrod Taylor. That's how much of a difference he makes over Davis Mills. So if you like the Texans here, take the Texans now. This line will move down to like 4 or something more than likely once Tyrod Taylor comes back in. I can't justify taking the over or looking at the total in this one just because these are two terrible, weird teams. Anything could happen. I don't have any interest in, you know, betting against these idiots making mistakes or giving up tons of scores because their defenses are bad. And I don't want to think about having to like bet on them, you know, like needing them to score points. I mean, that sounds criminal. So a hard pass on the total there for me, but I think the Texans plus 7, certainly a very good look on Sunday if you want to get that in now. Titans at the Rams. Sunday night football. Great game Sunday night. We have the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, -6 in this game against Tennessee. The over under 53.5 as we watch Cooper Rush throw a bomb to Cedric Wilson for a touchdown.
Brinson, that's a great segue to me. Totally thrown off. Don't know what you're doing. You know what, though?
Look, don't worry about it.
The Titans being a 6-point underdog here is kind of crazy. I have a fun fact for you actually based on this. Since Mike Vrabel took over as Titans coach in 2018, they have been an underdog of 6 or more points a total of 6 times. And in those 6 games, they have gone 6-0 straight up and 5-1 against the spread. Think about that. That is just 5-1 straight up and 6-0 against the spread.
Okay.
So basically, whenever they're a huge underdog, since Vrabel got hired, they win.
That's not possible. 5-1 straight up, 6-0 against the spread.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
I reversed it after I messed up.
Yep.
Either way, 5-1 straight up is bonkers for a team that has been an underdog of six or more points. 6 times. I'm just saying 6 too much. It's throwing me off. It's like a tongue twister here.
Sound great.
So basically, the Titans show up in these big games. And so I'm kind of surprised that they are a 6-point underdog here. We know what they like to do. They like to give the ball to Derrick Henry. They're a tough team to blow out. They win games and their defense is playing a lot better than they were last year. And so, I love the Titans in this spot to cover the 6.
Yeah, I think it's a bit much. Henry's injury is concerning for sure. You know what I mean? Like, he was banged up and
definitely watch that. Watch the injury report.
Watch the injury report because Henry's in. I mean, we talk about, you know, what the value of a running back is. And I'm not saying that Henry's worth a bunch of the spread, but I mean, if Henry's out for any reason or has to miss time, I would be concerned about taking the Titans. I mean, I'm a big Rams guy and they're playing really well. And I think Matthew Stafford will put on a show here. I'm just a little nervous about taking the Rams, like, late. 6 is a lot. If it was like, because weren't they like 6 or 7 or 8 maybe against the Bears in week 1? That's one thing, right? Chicago can't fight back, but the Titans can fight back. I mean, you know, AJ Brown is a beast. Julio Jones might be back for this game. I would lean towards the Titans now. Not a huge spot for it. I think I probably like the over at 53.5. I bet that climbs up a little bit. The Rams, you know, we've seen them throwing up 30 plus bombs. You know, they throw when they're up big. They were up 31-3 against the Giants and 31-0 against the Texans, and we're still throwing the football. I think Sean McVay has serious interest in trying to get Matthew Stafford into the MVP mix, and with a big game against the Titans, he would be able to do just that. Finally, the Bears at the Steelers. Ugh, Monday Night Football. Are we getting a Manning cast for this? I hope so.
Make it watchable.
Steelers -6.5 over under 40. Anytime there's an over under 40 in a football game, it's not a good look.
Not a good look at all. And you know what else isn't a good look? When Justin Fields has the best game of his career, when Matt Nagy's not on the sideline. Unfortunately for the Bears and unfortunately for Justin Fields, Matt Nagy is likely going to be back for this game. And so maybe Justin Fields takes another step back. Maybe there's just too much pressure when he's got Matt Nagy yelling at him into his headset. I'm not sure what it is, but Fields definitely had his best game of the year against the 49ers. Although it's not like he was overly impressive. He's taken small baby steps forward each week, but this Steelers defense is going to be the best one that he's faced. Now, here's my thing is that I don't think Fields and the Bears will be able to score a lot of points against Pittsburgh, but what does that mean? Because I don't think Pittsburgh can score a lot of points, period. I mean, they won a game 15-10 on Sunday. And so it is tough for me to take the Steelers in a game where they are favored by 6.5. But I just feel like Justin Fields on the road in primetime against the Steelers defense, he's going to make a few big mistakes and allow the Steelers to cover. So I am hesitantly taking the Steelers here.
Yeah, that's a lot of points for the Steelers in a game with a total of 40. I mean, that you're asking, you know, you have a very fine line of outcomes that can potentially happen for, you know, to like if you get two touchdowns from Fields and the Bears, like, it's going to be tough to come back. So that's just one thing to consider. I know we looked at Cincinnati weather. Just want to look at Pittsburgh weather as well, because that total is so freaking low. Nope, pretty good. Looks clear.
It's the Bears offense versus the Steelers offense. We're lucky it's all over 35.
Yeah. And the other thing to look at for this game too, we mentioned, you know, coming in with the Browns and the Steelers game, look at Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack was out for the game against the Browns. It still didn't matter. The Steelers won, obviously, but Akeem Hicks, if he's missing, it impacts the run game in a big way. And the Steelers would be able to pump, you know, run with Najee Harris pretty effectively, and they're going to pound him anyway. And you know, go these quick dump offs have been. I think if you like the Steelers, you can probably chill. at 9.5. Do you think this line shoots up like crazy? I don't think so.
No. I mean, 6.5. The Steelers' offense is so bad, I can't imagine it shooting up more.
It would be surprising if the Steelers got up above 7 points in this one. So,
yeah.
If you like the Bears, I guess that would be the side to take right now. And look, we said it on the pick show. The lowest the total was closed this season was 39.5. You know, this isn't going to drop down to 38. So if you think the overs a play, Bears in the over would be the bet you would make if you think this might move, or if you're worried about this moving. If you like the Steelers or the under, you can probably just chill on that. So actionable items: Jets plus 10.5, right? No. Colts minus 10.5, probably. Colts minus 10.5, Texans plus 7, and maybe the Rams over for things you want to look at. And the Chiefs, if you want to back the Chiefs, Chiefs could shoot up. If you like the Packers, don't have to worry about it quite as much. All right, that's it. This early odds look ahead for myself and what's your costume?
James P. Sullivan from Monsters, Inc.
James P. Sullivan from Monster, Inc. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hit the like button on YouTube. See you guys later. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.